Time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Marcia joins us in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, CJ.
How are things?
Very well.
Good.
I want to talk about a deep and difficult subject, which is purpose. Purpose. How do we have meaning and purpose in our lives? And do we really need it?
I would say yes.
Probably. You know, let me start with a quote. This is from a book called Start With Why by Simon Sinek. Know your why. Knowing your why is not the only way to be successful, but is the only way to maintain a lasting success and have a greater blend of innovation and flexibility. And what was happening to me lately, I've been reading a lot of different research around leadership, research about successful people, research about successful organizations, sports psychology. And the theme that shows up over and over and over again is to that meaning, purpose, something that deploys your strength, something that's bigger than you, is a really key ingredient for individual and collective success. And how many of us could, like, if I could just walk down the street and start asking, so what do you think your purpose is? How many of us would actually be able to articulate that? Mm-hmm. And yet, it's a huge motivator. It really does help us weather a lot of storms. Mm-hmm. So I want to just kick around a little bit about what do we know about what purpose is. Let me just say off the start, you know, purpose is has almost a spiritual element. It's bigger than me. It's connecting me to something that matters deeply. And a metaphor that a friend uses is my thalweg. And thalweg is the deepest course of a river. It's the part that is the natural direction of the water course. It's the part that's often the fastest flow. It's where, you know, really where your core is, mm-hmm. you know, in a spiritual sense, your home, you know, who you are. And so why you do what you do becomes really powerful. So what is that, and how do we find that for ourselves? So you and I were talking before on air. It's like, well, do you know anybody that really can clearly articulate, or an organization that can clearly articulate their purpose? And when you know that person, you usually often see at the same time, or that organization, success.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, this radio station
right.
has a very clear purpose to connect the community to itself, and that, and the energy that comes around that, because people were working for something bigger mm-hmm. than just putting on a show, right?
Right.
And you were talking about politicians, you know, and you would hope that politicians, and I expect that is true, that many people enter the course of politics with a higher sense of purpose to benefit something, mm-hmm. community, you know, kids. And when you were talking about local politicians, for
right.
example.
Right. And, you know, I have a feeling that, I don't know this. So this is my conjecture. You know, when you're talking about a bigger, like state politics, national politics, my gut tells me that there's a lot to do with ego and power and all that kind of stuff in those choices. And maybe not for everyone, but you kind of have that feeling, you know, we're kind of jaded around that now.
It's certainly what we see
yes.
because of the nature of
right.
politics.
But I'm thinking that on a local level, people are often inspired to enter that sort of job out of really a higher notion, you know,
yeah.
I mean, a real desire to make things better for the community, for their children, whether it's on school board or city council or, you know, county levels or whatever. And often I have found when people get in that position, they find that the job really kind of not necessarily always that pleasant,
right.
you know? And so if they stay in it, if they commit to it and they work at it, you know, it's usually because they have a clearer idea of that purpose and they're following it.
Right.
Because otherwise it's just not worth
it. It's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun.
And that's exactly the point of purpose, is you have a clearer sense of why you do what you do, so that small, it's day-to-day, messy, icky stuff,
right.
it's to an end. I'm going through this to the end. It's
right.
what helps us be more resilient, because I know why I'm doing what I'm doing. I mean, I could think of a friend that is clear. She's a coach, and she's clear that her work is to find the good and to build on it. And that's her work. And really everything and every interaction with every person, that she's just that way. That's clearly what she wants to be about in this world.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and we could be doing any job. We could do absolutely any job, and it still could have a higher meaning for us than, you know, the old story about the guy encounters some men at the time building a brick wall, and he said, "What are you doing?" And he said, "I'm laying bricks," to one guy, and he said, the other guy, what are you doing? He said, I'm building a cathedral. It gives it a whole different sense of power.
Yeah.
You know, am I selling stuff? Or am I selling stories that bring meaning to people's days? You know, that the way you frame it can have a huge power on engaging the hearts of you and the people around you. So the purpose that we, I know someone who's a healer, and she can go through lots of stuff, but she's really clear. That's what her work is. So I want to talk a little bit about how do you do that for yourself? You know, what are the different ways that you might, because some of us, when we're born, you know, or, you know, can talk and think out loud, like my job is, my work is. You know, for me, it's taken me many years, and I still don't have it really tightly articulated, but I'll tell you some of the processes I've used and then tell you what I know so far. One of the things to do if you want to sort of excavate what gives your life meaning, what's your purpose. Of course, there's what as a kid did just juiced you? What would you just jump out of bed for as a kid because you were so excited that X was in your day? You know, that's a great way to sort of get to some of that, the Thalweg energy, the core energy. What are you really good at? Ask if you don't know, and this is where humility, I know it's like, I can't say what I'm really good at on the air because that would sound, you know, like, who do you think she is? But honestly, that is such a source of power when you really honestly know what brings you juice and what comes easily to you. You would never give me a spreadsheet and have me make sense of it. That would, I can tell you what I don't do well, but you want me to come up with 20 ideas about how to do something? I'm there, and it's easy for me to do that. You might also just try articulating your values, and then sort of watching how they play out. You know, sort of that again, the deep current of what really matters. What do you love to do? What are you good at? You might consider getting in. Something that's been very powerful for me is I in a lot of learning groups, and learning groups where we share our stories. And when I hear other people's stories, I get and share my own, I get clearer and clearer about the Thalweg of my story. What's the undercurrent? What's that which animates me, makes me alive? You might consider, if you want to do a less linear, like lists, spreadsheets. I mean, a lot of folks do spreadsheets, like, you know, you might track your energy every day. Just what made me feel alive today for a long, you know, month. What made me feel alive today? And you might do collaging. You might just quickly run through magazines and pull images that just you love and put those together. There's lots of different ways, but it's not usually done with like instantly. It's not usually done with just, okay, I'm just going to sit down and do it. It's more so a process of discovery and uncovering. And for me, I've been part of learning groups, intense learning groups for over 20 years and doing this work for a little longer. And I keep coming back to, I used to volunteer to do workshops on assertiveness and things like that. I used to volunteer to create places where women could go to celebrate their lives. So something about uncovering what helps us be the best of ourselves is really juices me. I mean, honestly, I'll be just reading this stuff. Like, oh, look at this. Oh, look at this. And then to work with myself first and others about how do we uncover that? Because gosh, we have such potential.
Yeah.
And yet often the small stuff gets in our way. And one of the things that can help us get past the small stuff is to spend a little bit of time on what gives our day meaning. Because when we have that, like you said, with the local politicians or many of us, we can get past the messiness of day to day and look out at something bigger and know that we're making a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So it's worth a little effort.
Indeed it is. Thank you, Marcia.
Thank you, CJ.
All right.